Okay, today's daf is daf nun. We're going to start at mem tet amudet. At the word snan, at the beginning of a line, about 12 lines from the bottom. Okay, just to review, we saw the Mishnah that said the ona'ah is 4 out of 24, right, which is basically 1/6, according to Tanna Kamma, and the amount of time you have to be chozer bo is ad shi'ar el etagaru lekrovo. You can go show some other merchant or a relative. In other words, we give you enough time that would elapse that you could go show. And if you didn't, then you can no longer change your mind. Okay? Then Rabbi Tarfon says, really, it's only a third. It's more. In other words, ona is a much larger amount, meaning that any less than that, basically, we can assume you agreed to pay the higher price, or you agreed to sell it for a much lower price, and you basically the sale would be valid. So all the people in Lod said, "Oh, awesome that you taught us that. That's so great because we can now really overcharge." But then he said, "Oh, but by the way, I claim that if it's going to be ona'ah and they're going to make a claim on you, they have all day to do it, rather than just the amount of time to go show their friend or the merchant." So then they said, "Oh, thanks, but no thanks. We don't really want your opinion." Now, what we talked about was that this Mishnah talks specifically about ona'ah. Okay, it doesn't talk about less than or more than. Right? It talks about either the shear is a sixth or the shear is a third. We assume any less than that is going to be mechila, right? And then what we're going to question today is, well, is mechila immediate, or is there also a time frame? Even less than a sixth, maybe there's, or less than a third for Rabbi Tarfon, maybe there's a certain time frame where even less than you can, we don't necessarily assume this mechila. That's going to be one question. And then we're going to talk about if it's more than that, right? We call it bitul mekach. Right, the mekach is canceled. Okay, so we talked about there's a lot of parameters today. It's going to get to even more parameters because then we're going to also question when we say it's bitul mekach, is that also, does it have a time frame? Is it forever that we say it's canceled? Like you can come back a year later and say, hey, you sold me this and I just found out now that the price is way over the market value and it's more than a sixth or more than a third according to Rabbi Tarfon and say I want my money, but the whole mekach is canceled. Or is there also a time frame? And if there's a time frame, right, then what's the time frame going to be? So those are going to be our major questions for today. The things not discussed in the Mishnah, is it going to be the same time frame? Do they each say, Kadesh Yar? Really, they're only asking according to Chachamim. They're not asking according to Rabbi Tarfon. They want to know, according to Chachamim, does he say that the Kadesh Yar also applies to the less than and also applies to the more than? We're going to see this inside. What we saw yesterday, before we get to all the things I just kind of mentioned as possible parameters, is the Machloket Rav and Shmuel, who hold that the question Rav and Shmuel have is, when we talk about a sixth, is it compared to the price, the market value of the item? Meaning that if something was six and you paid five or you paid seven, that will be ona'ah. Or are we talking about, then that's Rav. Rav says that's the only case where it's a sixth of the market value. Shmuel says it's also a sixth of the market value. Any way you look at it, if there's a sixth, then it's ona'ah. Meaning that what? Let's say something was valued at seven, but you paid for it six, or something was valued at five and you paid for it six, so we can also go by what you paid and not just by the market value. Okay, so meaning that if we go, right, if we take seven, it was seven, and you paid six, so you basically paid only a seventh of, right, you paid only a seventh less, right? But we can still call that ona'ah because it's compared to six, which is what you paid, it's a sixth. Otherwise, you would say, right, what would Rav say? It's a seventh, which is less than a sixth, which means it's not ona'ah at all, okay? Meaning the sale is a good sale. So that's their machloket. Today we're going to have three attempts to prove Shmuel, and I think none of them are successful. I don't remember actually offhand. The first two for sure aren't. I think the third two. Maybe the third is. The third is. Okay, but the first two are not going to be good proofs. So it's none. First, we're going to try to prove it. Two attempts from our Mishnah itself. Ha'ona'a arba'a kesef me'esrim v'arba'a kesef l'sela. Shtot l'mekach. So now the assumption of this, when they say four kesef for 24 kesef l'sela, right? Four kesef for 24 kesef. That's a six. My lav, doesn't it mean dezabin shave esrim be'esrim v'arba? Doesn't it mean you sold something for 20 that was valued at 20 for 24, which means what? It's really a fifth more. If it's 20, right? If the market value, if Rav was right, the market value is 20, you're actually selling it for a fifth more, not a sixth more, right? In which case we would say it's bitomekach. But what do you see? The Mishnah says it's ona'a. Ushmamina shtut ma'ot nami shaninu, right? It means that a sixth of the ma'ot also. In other words, it could be the what you pay for it or it could be the price. So then they say, why do you assume? Now you have to think about, why did they assume that? Because dali kesef may esrim v'arba. May means from. So they think that it means four from 24, meaning that we're talking about 20 out of 24. Right? That the from makes it that. So then they say, no. We could say that it's dezabin shave esrim. Dezabin shave esrim v'arba'a be'esrim. No, it could be that you sold something for 24 for 20. That you could still explain it as meaning that. So meaning the Mishnah is talking about a case where the price was 24, he sold it for 20, so who's the ona'a for? Who was fraud? Who the seller. The seller. The buyer committed fraud and the seller lost out. So now the Gemara is going to say, because what do they think? They still want to find somehow 20 from 24 because they still think that may esrim v'arba means less than esrim v'arba and not, right? When I read the Mishnah, the simple reading I assumed was it was 24 and he sold it for 28. Okay, but now they, because of the may, they want to say it's 20. So 20 didn't work the typical way. Why would they be motivated to start with 20? It was the price was 20 and it was sold for 24 because the assumption is that the Mishnah was talking about not that the seller was frauded, it was that the buyer was frauded. Now, how do we know that? So now they're going to question, they're going to say, how could you say that it was fraud to the buyer? Minit anen, mocher? How could you say that the fraud was to the buyer, that the fraud was, done to the seller? Ema seifa, what does it say in the seifa? Ab matai mutar lachzir. Which sounds like the guy bought something and then he goes to his relative and finds out, oh my God, I can't believe I bought this. Right? I think the assumption is also that the seller should know the market rate. Okay, but the assumption is that the subject of the Mishnah was really talking about someone who buys gets defrauded. So therefore, they don't think that that's what the case is. You could maybe explain it that way, but, however, Amar Rav Nachman said about this line in the Mishnah, Lo shanu ela lokech. This whole thing about the Bechdei Sheyareh is only for the lokech. Aval mocher leolam chozer. Sorry, I explained it wrong. It's not because we assume the Mishnah is that way. It's that Rav Nachman explained the Mishnah that way. So Rav Nachman said that the Mishnah is specifically talking about when we have a time frame, the time frame only relates to a buyer. It doesn't relate to a seller. A seller can always be chozer. Okay? This is going to come up later, so we'll see his opinion better when we get to it later, what the logic is. Therefore, what must they say the Mishnah is? So now we're going to go back to what I said the pshat seemed to be to me. Ela dezabin, it's not me esrim ba'arba, less than esrim ba'arba. Ela dezabin shave esrim ba'arba, esrim u'timnaya. It's that you sold something that was 24 for 28, and therefore you can't necessarily prove that Shmuel's right, because if the case in the Mishnah is 24, you sold for 28, well, that would match perfectly Rav, and it wouldn't prove anything about Shmuel, because again, your four is compared to the market price and not to the price the guy paid. Okay, second attempt, also from our Mishnah, and it's going to be the same basic structure here. Tna, horera bitar from belod, ha'ona'a shmone kesef me'esrim v'arba'a kesef l'sela shlish l'mekach. Right, he holds ona'a as shlish. So again, shmone kesef me'esrim v'arba. So my lab dezabin shave shitzere be'esrim v'arba. Isn't it that he sold something that was worth 16 for 24, in which case, again, it's going to be more than a third based on the market price. Shmamina Shlish, right? That would be actually 50% higher, right? Because it's 16 and he sells it for 24. That would be 50% higher. Ushmamina shlish ma'ot nami shaninu. So then they say, right, and then it would be obvious that we're talking based on the price you paid and not necessarily only the market value. So again, the Gemara rejects it and says, lo, you could say, shavi esrim va'arba b'shitzar, the reverse, right? You sell something that was worth 24 for 16. So then again, we're going to question, minitaneh, mocher. According to this, the mocher is the one who was defrauded. Ema seifa, what does it say if the seifa? Amar lahem kol hayom mutar lachzor. And again, Amar Rav Nachman, lo shanu ele lokeach, ava mocher la'olam chozer. He claims again, there's no time frame for the mocher, and that it was only talking about the lokeach, in which case, it can't be six. It was the price was 24, and they sold it for 16. So Amar lahem, sorry, Ella dezaben shave kaftale betaltim betrain. Right. So now again, we're going to say it must be. Forget the may that it's less than. We're going to assume. Right. And then we can explain it like Rav exclusively. Right. Or again, it doesn't necessarily prove Shmuel that it was something that was worth 24. He sold for 32. Okay. So two attempts to prove Shmuel from our Mishnah, both unsuccessful. Now we're going to have a braita that actually is very clear that it's like Shmuel. Tani kavatei de Shmuel. Mishahu talalav. Now here it means someone, right, it means who was placed upon him, but means someone who was frauded. Okay, they did fraud on him. Mishahu talalav yado ala elyona. He has the upper hand. What's his upper hand? This is what we discussed yesterday. The pshat of our mission is he can decide what he wants to do. So if you charge someone or someone paid you less, you know, a sixth, basically, less, or you paid a sixth more, you get to choose what you want. Ketzad, how does this work? Now they're going to give examples, and you're going to see from the examples that it's clear that he held that it could be either based on the price or based on what you paid. How so? So ketzad, machar lo shaveh chamisha b'shisha. Let's say, for example, the Braita says, you sold him something that was worth five for six. Now again, that's a fifth more if you go by the price, because it was worth five, you sold it for six. But he's going to claim, this Braita, that it's ona'ah, and that already proves Shmuel. We don't even need to read the rest of the Mishnah now, right? The Braita, because we've already proven our point, but in any case, we're going to read it. So if he sold him something that was worth five for six, again, the ona'ah is then compared to the price you paid for it. Minitaneh lokeach, right? Who is the fraud done to here? The buyer. And what do we say? Yad lokeach ala el yonah. He can choose what he wants to do. What can he choose? He has two options. Ratza omer ten li ma'utai. He can say, give me my money back. O ten li masha onitani. Or give me the extra 1/6 that you charged me. Here's the second case. Machar lo shaveh shesh bechamesh. Now we want to see the flip case, right? He sells him something that was worth 6 for 5, meaning that in this case, who is defrauded? Minitaneh mocher, right? The mocher now, right? Why did they flip it from 6 to 5, 5 to 6? They just wanted to have a case where one was, you know, he was undercharged and one was he was overcharged, right? Here he was undercharging. So he was underpaid, I would say. So the mocher was underpaid. So shaveh shesh b'chamesh, it was worth 6, but he only paid 5. Minitaneh mocher. So yab mocher al elyona. Rotza omer lo ten li mikri. I want my item back. You bought it for way too little. What?
Didn't they say that he had no rights? That the mocher has no time to renege on the deal?
No, we said the mocher can do it forever. The mocher lo olam chozer. He can always do it. Okay? No. He can always do it. He has no time constraints. Okay? It's a difficult shita. We'll get to it tomorrow, Daf. Right. It doesn't make sense. Why should he be allowed to be chozer bo forever? Right? We'll look into it tomorrow. So now, omer lo ten li mikhi o ten li mashaone tani, right? He can either say, I want my item back that you bought because you paid too little, or give me back the extra 1/6. Okay. Now we get into the part that's a draw more complicated. So that was fairly simple, right? We tried to prove from our Mishnah Shmuel twice. Didn't work. Then we tried to prove from a Braita. We were successful.
It sort of should be a built-in system because the whole system is that, let's say if I wanted to charge 2 dinars more, instead of 4. 4 would be the 6, 20 to 24. If I charge 22 or 23, I'd make my profit as a salesperson. I'd make my profit and there would be no possibility of fraud. But if I went up to the 6, then I'd have to give back the full amount. In other words,
So I don't
Why
think.
Would the
okay.
Commit fraud?
So this is the thing. My sense is that the market price already includes your profit, right? The market price is what people sell it for. There's a wholesaler. We actually saw the case with a wholesaler the other day. It's a wholesaler. He sells at a certain price to the buyers, to the sellers. The sellers all sell for a basic price. Now, all the people we're talking about overcharge by some amount. That's why we're going to have a question about this bitul mekach. Either with the bitul mekach or even the mechila. Let's say we're going to talk about mechila right now. Let's say you charge two more, four more. Okay, in which case, an eighth more, let's say. So according to this, what have we learned? It's not ona'ah. So therefore, what do we assume? You can't be chozerbo, right? You can't get your money back. But now the Gemara is going to actually question that. Is that really true, our assumption? Ibayalehu. Okay, so this I think is going to relate to your question. Pachot mishtut l'rabanan, la'altar havi mechila, o b'chdei sheyara l'tagaru l'krovo. Are we assuming that he immediately was willing to pay that price because he knew it was within range of the market price, and therefore he didn't mind paying a little bit more, right? You go to the Makola, and the Makola charges higher prices than the supermarket, but you're willing, right? You know you're going to go there, you're going to pay more, it's okay. Is that the way we view this, you know, one-eighth overcharging, let's say, overcharging by one-eighth? Or do we say no? Or do we say, even if you go to the Makola and they overcharge you, maybe you still have a certain time frame in which you could say, hey, I was overcharged by an eighth, I want my eighth back. So that answers your question, Naomi. If we go by that reading, then we're not saying that it was fair that the guy overcharged you. No, he wasn't allowed to overcharge. Okay, again, it's very hard to understand it in our modern day terminology, because we know, like, I go to the Makola and I know that I'm paying a higher price for the same item than I could buy in this bigger supermarket. Again, not always, it depends what item and what's on sale that week and everything, but let's just assume I know that I'm paying more, and therefore we're assuming it's mechila. But what they're suggesting is maybe it's not mechila immediately, maybe it's the same thing, that it's also b'chdei sheyara. So now they're going to question, though. Okay, so that's the main question here. Now, within that question, I tried to make charts today, and it's a little bit complicated, so I tried to make it as clear as possible, so you can follow along. So right now we're at this question, Sheila Achad, in the middle of the first side. So is it La'alter, or is it Bechdei Sheyara L'Tagaru L'Krovo? So now the Gemara says, Ve'im Timtzilomer Bechdei Sheyara L'Tagaru L'Krovo, if you're going to say he also has time to renege, well, then what's going to be the obvious question? My ika ben shtut lepachot mishtut. Right? There's not much of a difference then. Naomi was assuming there's a big difference, and that's why, right? Why are we assuming? But maybe this, they're going to say now, if you say that you can be chozer bo in both cases, you can either get your eighth back or get your sixth back, then what's really the difference between bechdei sheyara, or what's the difference, let me put it in this terminology, between less than shto, right, where we say it's not ona'ah, and ona'ah proper, which is at a sixth. Because of both of them, the people have an option to be choserbo. So now they're going to say, no, I can explain to you that there's a difference. Okay, now we're in a question within a question, right? Our question was, zilalter, or is it, is there a time frame? If we say there's a time frame now, they're going to say, well, then there's really no difference, because everybody has an option then, according to Chachamim, to be chozer bo, b'chdei sheyara. So now, what are they saying? No, there's a difference. Ika de'ilu shtut yadoa la'elyona. Ratza chozer, ratza kone. Remember how we explained our Mishnah? That when it comes to ona'ah, what do you have the option to do? You have two options in front of you. Either you can cancel the entire deal, or you can just get your extra money that you pay back. And de'ilu shtut yadoa la'elyona, right? Ratza chozer, he can cancel the whole thing. Or ratza konel machzir ona'ah. Or he can say, you know what, the sale is fine, I'll keep this item, but give me my extra money that I overpaid. Ve'ilu pachot mishtut, but what do we say for pachot mishtut? That's going to be the difference. What's going to be your only option? Obviously, what can't you do? You can't be chozer bo. If the guy overcharged you a little bit, that's not enough of a reason to say, I want to cancel the deal. So, ilu pachot mishtut, kana u machzir ona'ah. In other words, there, if you paid over an eighth, let's say, so you go back to the guy and you say, listen, it's clear to me, you went home, you found out from your family members that, what did you pay for this item? I can't believe. So you go back and you say to the guy, listen, you overcharged me by an eighth. I want my two kesef back. Okay, and he'll have to give you that back. But you can't cancel the deal, which you could potentially do. It was at least a possibility for you to do if it was shtut. Okay, so now that was a question within a question. Now we're back to our basic question, my. Is it bechdei sheyareh or is it la'alter? Okay, so now they're going to try to prove it from our Mishnah. Tashma. Chazru ledivrei chachamim. Okay, now what are we going to use now as our proof? What happened with Rabbi Tarfon, these people in Lod? Remember, they heard about Rabbi Tarfon's shita. They were all excited, and then they found out that they had kol hayom, that the buyers could reneg all day long. They said, forget about it. So, savrua, when the rabbis tried to bring this as a proof for this, as a way to give an answer to this question, okay, what we're going to basically do is like this. We're going to say that in order to answer the question, you have to work with a basic assumption. And then they're going to basically say, that basic assumption. Okay, let me even say it like this. The Gemara is bringing in this our Mishnah to prove one side or the other. Okay, they're going to try to prove one. They're going to find an answer, basically, not prove, but try to get to an answer. But in the end, they're going to say no. That's because this answer isn't going to work because their answer was premised on a certain assumption that doesn't necessarily have to be an assumption. Okay, so we'll explain it inside what the assumption was. But the Gemara is already jumping and saying that when they thought to bring this as a proof, they thought, okay, this is, I would call it an analogy. I wrote it even on the sheet as like in the format of an analogy. That, what did they think? Pachot mishlish l'Rabbi Tarfon, ke pachot mishtut l'Rabbanan dami. Okay, what does this mean? Shlish to Rabbi Tarfon, the way Rabbi Tarfon viewed shlish, would be the same way he viewed pachot mishlish. And the way Rabbanan view shtut would be the same as they viewed pachot mishtut. In other words, let's put it like this. If what we say for Rabbanan for pachot mishtut is going to be the same as what we say for Rabbi Tarfon for pachot mishlish. And as remember, the Mishnah only talked about shlish and shtut, a third and a sixth. It didn't mention less than. So now they're going to say that we're assuming, and we're going to see exactly what the assumption is going to be, that we're going to compare, if we're going to say one thing is true for Chachamim, and the way Chachamim compare Shlish and Pachot Mishlish is going to be the same way Rabbi Tarfon is going to compare, the way Rabbanan compare a sixth and less than a sixth is going to be the same way Rabbi Tarfon would view a third and less than a third. So let's read it inside. So Iyamar Bishlama, now we're going to say, so one way of reading it is going to be Mistadir, that's why they thought they had an answer. But the other way is not going to be mistadir. Which way is going to work? If we say, Pachot mishtut l'rabanan, b'chdei she'yar'eh l'tagaru l'krovo. Okay, which means that what? That when it comes to Chachamim, what did they say? Chachamim say, a sixth, you have this time frame of b'chdei she'yar'eh, and not only in a sixth you have this time frame, but also in less than a sixth. So then what are we going to say for Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon said a third, you have kol ayom. So if we fill in the analogy, what's he going to say about less than a third? You also have kol ayom. Okay, that's what they're going to say. So that makes sense. Why? Mishum hachi chazru. That's exactly why they were chozer bo in the end. And they said, we don't want to hold by you because, think about it, what did Rabbi Tarfon say? Anything, basically. In other words, it's not just, when we read Rabbi Tarfon, we thought it was a little strange because how many times do people overcharge by so much that they're going to have kol hayom to be chozerbo, right? We thought it was a third, right? So what do they say? They say, if Rabbi Tarfon is going to give them kol hayom also for less than a third and also for a third, it makes perfect sense why they were all chozer by him, right? And as they all said, what kind of craziness? They're going to have all day to be chozer on any amount? No way. But if you're going to say that anything less than a six for Rabbanan, it's immediate mechila, so then what's going to be with Rabbi Tarfon? What's he going to say? Ula Rabbi Tarfon nami la'altar havya mechila. He's going to say anything under a third was mechila. So, amai chazru b'du Rabbi Tarfon, nicha lehu tfei. Right? For him, for the sellers, That's the best thing you could possibly say. If we overcharge anything up to a third, it's going to be immediate mechila and no one can complain. Why would they ever have gone back to Chachamim? It doesn't make any sense. Okay? D'mai d'rabbanan kamash v'luhu onah, whatever Chachamim thought was onah. Okay, here I made a chart. Okay, you can follow in the chart, the first chart at the bottom there. So if you're less, if you're a sixth or less than a sixth, right, anything up to a third, what does Rabbi Tarfon basically say? Mechila l'alter. So where Rabbanan think it's onah at a sixth, right, and above a sixth he's going to say it's bito mekach, right, what do they say? Anything up to a third, it's going to be mechila immediately. That's what Rabbi Tarfon says. So therefore, why on earth would they have changed their, right, why would they have changed their minds about him? So kamash v'lo'ona, right, the Rabbi Tarfon have mechila. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense according to that reading. So therefore, they're going to assume that what's the answer? The answer is, it's not mechila immediately, right? It's, you also have a time frame to be chozer bo. But again, that was all based on this assumption that whatever holds true for Chachamim, their comparison of shtut to pachot mishtut, which was the same time frame exists, Rabbi Tarfon's also going to say the same time frame exists, right? In which case, it makes no sense to say that. Okay, so therefore, they're going to say...
It's logic where they say the same time frame exists, it's just that the remedy is different, right? That for one, they can have full, they can be chozer bo, and for if it's less than, they can't be chozer bo. They can just get the difference.
Say that again, I didn't
follow. In this logic, where you say the less than is the same, you have the same time frame as more than.
Right.
Then the difference is just that if it's less than, you can only get the difference. And
if it's less than, then you can... In other words, it depends what you're going to say, right? If you say that it's all b'chdei sheyare, right? So if Chachamim say it's b'chdei sheyare, then Rabbi Tarfon is going to say it's kol hayom. It's going to stay the same, right? And then we're going to basically say that they can all be chozer bo all day long or b'chdei sheyare, according to Chachamim.
But then what's the difference of saying a sixth? Why do you give less than, more than?
Because then, so the difference is that minor difference, which is that if it's at a third or at a sixth, right, depending on what your shita is, at that rate already, you have an option to cancel the loan. You have an option to cancel the whole mekach. You can, there's getting your money back versus being able to cancel it, right? There's a difference in the, you can see the differences in the chart here, right? Again, it depends which one you hold. If it's that you say la'altar havi mechila, so then the difference is going to be that from a sixth, right, at a sixth, Rabbanan are going to say that's ona'a. Yeah. Rabbi Tarfon is going to say it's mechila, there's no ona'a, right? From greater than a sixth, it's already going to be bitul mechach to Rabbanan, but at a third, it's going to be ona'a, according to Rabbi Tarfon, and you can have both options available to you, right? Kol hayom, and anything more than that is going to be bitul mechach. Right? So they're going to have a difference there. If you're going to say that it's an issue of the timing, right? How long you can have till you can be mochel, even less than, then you're going to have this minor difference, which is if you get to that amount that we call, that we define as ona'a, then you're going to have an option to actually cancel the mekach. If you're less than that, you can get your money, you can get your extra money back that you paid, but you can't cancel the mekach. That's what you were saying. Right, okay. So now they're going to basically reject this hanacha that we had in the first place, okay? Because we tried to answer the question like this and say, therefore, it must be that it is does have a time frame also, the mechila, less than ona'a. But now they're going to say, no. Mi savart pachot mishlish l'Rabbi Tarfon ke pachot mishtut l'Rabbanan? Who made this analogy, Dami? Right? Who says they're dome? Lo. You guys totally misunderstood Rabbi Tarfon. What does Rabbi Tarfon really say? And this makes a lot more sense. Mishtut va'ad shlish l'Rabbi Tarfon, kishtut atzma l'Rabbanan dami. When he says a third, Rabbi Tarfon, he doesn't mean only a third. He still thinks a sixth is different than less than a sixth. Okay, what does he say? He holds, okay, look at the chart. Rabbanan say, if it's less than a sixth, it's mechila la'alter, let's assume, right? Because we want to now say the mechila la'alter could work, okay? So he would say it's mechila la'alter. What does Rabbi Tarfon say? Mechila la'alter is not only pachot mishishit, it's also at a shishit, okay? When you get to a six, what does Chachamim say already? That's on a'ah. At a six, you're right, up to and including. So he says, up to and including a six is bechila. Once you get over a six to a third, instead of saying the ona'ah is at one exact specific price, which is actually a little strange, right? He says ona'ah is a range. From just above a six, right, a fraction above a six, until a third, that's the din of ona'ah, according to Rabbi Tarfon. And then there's ona'ah, which Rabbanan hold, no, ona'ah is only at a sixth. Anything over a sixth is bitul mekach. And he says, no. Right? So again, from above a sixth to a third, including a third, is going to be ona'ah, according to Rabbi Tarfon, and anything over a third will be bitul mekach. So he has an extra step there, right? That there's different, his categories are much wider, basically. So if you say that, okay, then what can you say? You can say it very simply. The difference between Rabbanan and Rabbi Tarfon when it came to a six was not so huge, right? Because it was just at a six where they differed, but until a six, they both could hold mechila l'altar. Okay? And then, from a six to a third, again, Rabbi Tarfon holds ona'ah, Rabbanan hold bitul mekach, and that would work. But then the Gemara questions, and that's why they were chazrubo. Because in the end, they realized that when it comes to this bitul mekach, when it comes to ona'ah, according to Rabbi Tarfon, they have all day to be chazrubo. So from above a six to a third, remember, what happens? From above a six to a third, that's the real nekudat machloket. What's going to happen if you overcharge above a six, according to Chachamim? It's going to be bitul mekach. If you charge a six to a third to Rabbi Tarfon, well, they can, you know, they have two options in front of them. It's not as strong as bitul mekach. So, however, though, what does Rabbi Tarfon say? It's ona'ah. What does ona'ah mean? If they want to, they can be chozer, the whole deal. And if they want to, right, they can get just their extra money back. But what's the problem? They have all day to do it. And that's a big headache, right? That's why chazru. That's why they didn't like Rabbi Tarfon. Because he gives them all day to be chozerbo from a six to a third. Whereas, according to Chachamim, it's bitul mekach, right? Where we're going to cancel the deal. So, let's read inside now. Ihachi b'maisam chume ikara. So then what were they even happy about in the beginning? This wasn't such a big difference, basically. So Tifsho, now it's going to depend on the question we're going to ask next. It depends whether you hold, is bitul mekach forever, or is it only within a certain time frame? So if you hold Tifsho to bitul mekach l'rabbanan la'olam chozer, if you hold that Rabbanan held that bitul mekach can always go back, if you paid so much more, you have your rest of your life to be chozer bo if you want. So then we could see why they would have been happy with Rabbi Tarfon, right? Because Rabbi Tarfon holds that from this six to a third is not canceling, right? It's not a bitul mekach which can go forever. It's got a time frame. It might be a whole day, but it's at least got a time frame. So therefore, we're going to say like this. If you read it, if you hold the bitul mekach l'rabbanan la'olam chozer, then you can say, dekevan da'amar lehu Rabbi Tarfon havya ona'ah samchu, because they said, it's only ona'ah, it's not going to be bitul mekach, that's going to work la'olam. But ki amar lehu kol hayom, but then when he told them that, but in ona'ah, they actually have all day long to be chozer bo, chazru. But then they weren't so happy because then, remember, they disagree on up to a sixth and a sixth, right? A sixth, they're going to disagree on, because what are we going to say with a sixth, right? Or at least a little bit of, right? According to Rabbanan, that's ona'ah, and it's going to be b'chdei sheyareh. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's going to, right, at a sixth, you're going to be b'chila l'alter, which is good for them. But as soon as you get above a sixth, that's going to be ona'ah, and they can be chozer bo kol ayom. They're not going to want that. But the isal kadat after bitul mekach l'rabbanan b'chdei she'yareh l'tagaro l'krovo b'may samchu. But if you're going to say that according to Chachamim, bitul mekach is only within that same time frame, right? In other words, again, this is the whole question. Just like we asked by mechila, is it the same time frame, right? So therefore, we're going to ask again about bitul mekach. Is bitul mekach also b'chdei she'yareh l'tagaro l'krovo? And if that's the case, In which case would it be good for them? Rabbi Tarfon Shita, right? Because if according to Rabbanan, you can only do Bitul Mekach for a very short period of time, so they'd rather go by Chachamim. So what do they answer then? Samchu b'shtut atzma. But what really does work to their advantage if you're exactly at a sixth? Why does Rabbi Tarfon work to your advantage if you're exactly at a sixth? Because b'shtut atzma de la Rabbi Tarfon mechila ula Rabbanan ona'a. Remember, what did they say? That shtut atzma is mechila immediately. And therefore, and they hold, no, up to shtut is mechila. But at shtut, it's not going to be mechila. And therefore, they were samchu meikara. Okay? So again, we don't really have an answer, right? We kind of said here, we tried to prove the answer by saying, chazru l'divrei chachamim, and from there we could see their answer, right? Because we thought a certain way, and then we think that from there we could prove that it's not mechila la'altar, but it's b'chdei sheyare. In the end they said, no, you misunderstood the case, and we can explain the case a totally different way, in which case we can explain the mechila la'altar does work, and that the real difference between them was at a sixth, and that was where the whole thing came down. And that's why they thought they liked Rabbi Tarfon, but in the end, when he gave them for above a sixth to a third, he said, oh, but they could be chozer kol ayom. They said, thanks, but no thanks. We don't really want this. Okay? So therefore, we, in the end, don't have an answer to this question. Okay? So we tried, we failed. Next question, which we already addressed somewhat. Ibai lehu. Bitul mekach l'rabanan la'olam chozer o b'udil ma'b'chdesh yar ele tagaru l'krovo. So again, we're going to have this similar structure. This bitul mekach, the chachamim say, right, as soon as you get above a sixth, the whole deal can be canceled. Is it that you can only cancel it within a certain time frame and then you lose your option? Right, this is what we call statute of limitations. Or is it la'olam? You can always, because the guy so much overcharged you or so much underpaid you, if it's the other direction, right, then you can always be chosrba. And again, we're going to question, right, with this question within a question, the same one we had last time. Wait a minute. Right, again, what did we say? Since within Ona'a, you have an option to cancel, and with Bito Mekach, you can also cancel. So what's really the difference between them? Both can be canceled only within a certain time frame, so they basically seem to be the same. So no, what's the difference? Ike de ilu shtut. What do we say when it's ona'a? Misha nit anechozer. Only the one who was defrauded can go back on the deal. But ilu yeter al shtut, shneim chozrim. But once it's greater than a sixth, either side can be chozer. In other words, the deal is so shaky that either side can cancel it. Now, you have to question, why would the person who overcharged or underpaid ever want to change the deal? But, you know, maybe he did tshuva. Maybe he did tshuva and he wants to go back and say, let's just, you know, erase this act. It's too late. In other words, he can't. Okay? And maybe that's why it's trying to say, if you do this, you'll never have an option for tshuva. I mean, maybe that's where it goes. Anyway, so there they answer it. There is a difference between them. Okay? So now, but we're back to our basic question. My, is it la'olam chozer, or is it dilma b'chdesh yara l'tagara l'krovo? So again, we're going to have an attempt to answer it from our Mishnah, and again, we're going to reject it. This is going to be a little simpler than the last one, the last mahalach. Tashma, chazru l'divrei chachamim. In the end, what did they do, right? They went back and agreed with chachamim and said, we prefer chachamim to Rabbi Tarfon. So, I amar bishlama bito mekach l'rabanan, if you're going to say that Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanan is only within a certain time frame, and Rabbi Tarfon holds, so, right, and it's, where's the major difference between them? When you get to a six, over a six to a third. Because over a six to a third or higher, right, what's Rabbanan going to say? You can be chozerbo. But you can be chozerbo only within a certain time frame. So that's going to be better for them than Rabbi Tarfon, who says that in that whole time period, both a sixth to a third, it's ona'a, which means that the guy could be chozerbo, and he has all day to do it. And higher than a third, it's bitul mekach, but he's also got all day. That's not so great, right? Because, according, right, they'd rather go with chachamim, who say that you only have a very short time frame in which to do either of these, right? The Bitomeka. So therefore, that's why they went back to Chachami. But Ela Iyamar Bitomeka Rabbanan La'olam Choser. So who would ever want that shita, right? That's terrible for the seller. Amai Chazru Bidurabi Tarfo Nichalu Tfei Dekamash Vilhu Ona Kolayom V'Tulo. Because he says, even if you say, we don't know what Rabbi Tarfon would say about Bitomekach. Even if he says that Bitomekach is forever, nobody ever overcharges by more than a third. I mean, who's going to charge 50% more? Like, that's rare. So therefore, the main issue is going to be at this a third to a sixth. And what's Rabbi Tarfon going to say? You can only be Chozer B'Kol Hayom. And Rabbanan are going to say, you can be cancel the Mekach forever. That's not good for them. So what are the answer? No. You're focusing on the wrong part of their machloket. Where's the real important machloket? And let's put it this way. I just told you, who's going to overcharge by 50%, right? Nobody does. Now they're going to say, not only that, but people don't really overcharge by more than a sixth. That's why the sixth was chosen. Bitul mekach lo shachiach. To get into the range of bitul mekach is so uncommon that the workers, the sellers, wouldn't have based their preference on a case that was so uncommon. What did they really want? At a sixth. They wanted to overcharge at a sixth. And what happened? Right? At a sixth, Rabbanan says, it's ona'ah. But Rabbi Tarfon said, it's mechila la'alter, right? They wanted, if that was better for them originally. But then what happened? They realized that between just above a sixth, right? If they're a little off by there, Rabbi Tarfon's going to say they could be chozer b'kol hayom. That already wasn't so good for them. But that's the case that concerned them the most. Not once you get closer to a third. That didn't really concern them. Okay? And therefore, they changed their mind. Okay, so therefore, again, we can't prove either shita. Okay? So we're left with, we have all these questions. As usual, we don't have answers. Okay, we'll finish up very quickly with this last part. Amar Rava Hilchata, we pass on the halacha now, and this is going to be against our Mishnah that we talked about. Pachot mishtut, less than a sixth, right? Less than ona'ah, nikneh. It's a good sale, right? You can't go back on the sale. You can only, maybe, right? Depending on whether you say mechila la'alter or mechila, you have a certain time frame. If you say you have a certain time frame, so you can at least get back your extra money. If we say you have no time frame, which we don't know the answer to that, right? Then, although maybe he's actually saying nikneh mekach, that you can't even get any money back. Ah, yeah. Rashi says it's nikneh mekach la'alter. This means that it's immediate. Okay, he answers, he poskens the question on this. It's mechila la'alter. Anything under shtut is mechila la'alter. You can't go back at all. Yoter al shtut, if it's more than, right, then it's bitul mekach. Then your mekach can be canceled. Okay? And each side can be chozer bo. And shtut, what about it ona'ah? And here we're going to have against our mission, against that bright we brought that supported Shmuel. Shtut, kana u'machzir ona'ah. And you don't have both options in front of you. It is a good kinyan. You can't cancel the mekach, okay? But you, if the guy complains, you have to be machzir the ona'ah. V'zeh, and both of them, both the bitul mekach and the ona'ah, are b'chdei she'ar el tagaro l'krovo. Okay, so we paskin, the bitul mekach isn't la'olam. It's just until, right, you only have a certain time frame to do the bitul mekach also. And then we're going to bring a brayta to support Rava, and from here we'll finish. Tani kavatei to Rava. Here's a brayta, and as if you wonder, why did Rava say this when our Mishnah didn't indicate that way, and the brayta didn't indicate that way, right? Because both of them that we saw indicated that at ona'ah, you have a choice. You can either, right, you can either cancel the whole deal, or you can get your money back. But now we have a brayta that supports Rava, who says that you only have one option at ona'ah. Ona'ah, pachot mishtut, if it's less than a sixth, nikne mekach. This is exactly what Rava said, right? Yeter al shtut, if it's more than that, batel mekach. And shtut, kanau machzir ona'ah, divrei Rabbi Natan. Okay? At ona'ah, it's kone, but you're machzir the ona'ah. That's Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi omer, and that's what our Mishnah was based on. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, yav mocher ala elyona, ratza omer lo ten li mekhi, o ten li masha onei tani, right? In other words, he says, it's the mocher. Here the assumption is it's not just the mocher. It means whoever was defrauded, his yad is ala el yonah. He can say, either cancel the deal or just give me back the extra money. And both of those are b'chdei she'areh. And I assume what they assume here is, zeh v'zeh means this and this, meaning the stut and the yeter al stut, but the mechila is la'alter. Okay, and there you have it. So even though the Gemara couldn't really answer it, Rabbah paskins that way and proves it from this Mishnah.